This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse. Keltie Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Yeah, you do. Welcome to the Lady Gang podcast. Jack Vanek, cultural it girl and clothing designer. Becca Tobin, Broadway star, actress, and fashion blogger extraordinaire. And me, just a little television personality on that national television show.
What? We've never gotten intros
I know, because
before.
People don't know who we are even, and I thought it would be fun.
I saw other
podcasts introduce their people like that, and I thought I'd try it out this week. What did you think?
How'd it feel?
I felt kind of stupid.
Okay. It sounded stupid.
It sounded super dumb.
All right. So thank you for joining us. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and a nice review. You can also listen at podcastone.com or go to the Podcast One app. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Lady Gang and snap. Our feeds are on point. You can also go to theladygang.com to find out sexy pictures of us, and also subscribe to our newsletter because you get a nice little extra motivational glitter bomb in your inbox on Tuesday morning and a nice reminder that a new episode's out. So with that note, we have a very special guest. We've allowed a boy into the Lady Gang. We're not going to tell you who, but it might be someone great.
I'm pretty sure it's in the title of this episode.
Yeah, if you clicked on this episode, you saw Darren Criss and all you little girls started squealing and getting wet in your panties.
We're so excited. But first,
it is time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Okay. Keltie.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So, guys, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but like 900 of you liked my picture of me in Africa doing the Jack Vanek pose with my husband.
Wait, that was my bad week.
This is my good week.
The African safari sun pose. Wait. And here's the thing. We did the pose. I have so many photos of us doing the pose in different parts of Africa.
And should we tell people what the pose is?
It's like tall boyfriend, and then you basically have him hold your butt while your legs are wrapped around his, and then you hold his face and kiss him. And we call it the Jack. And so we'd be like, I'd look at Chris in the safari and I'd be like, do you want to do a Jack? And he's like, let's do a Jack. And then we would do the pose. Anyway.
Wait.
Who took this photo for you?
All the other people in the safari.
We have like a little tripod and I do a timer thing.
Even worse.
I need to make that picture perfect.
A tripod.
Anyway, that's not even my good week, bad week. I was just saying that you guys know I was in Africa last week. And so on the last day of my trip, I was trying to be a real good wifey and I was doing sexy topless brunch on our patio in Johannesburg of our like little boutique hotel. So I had my little panties on and I was like eating my strawberries
topless.
I know, it's not sexy. I always get this wrong. Anyway, I was trying to be hot.
I actually want to make sure we ask Darren his opinion on topless eating when he joins the conversation.
This is so hard to be quiet.
I know. You can chime in.
Yeah, you can chime in.
Darren, what do you think?
First of all, why does Jack get the monopoly on that position?
Like, oh, because
who the hell is Jack?
I invented it.
It's yours. Okay.
Yeah.
So you suddenly just did this to somebody and said, this shall forever be known as my.
It's because she's constantly doing it.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm going to show you a picture. My boyfriend and I started
doing
this.
They made this pose.
He's also already her background on her phone.
No, because this is my good week, and that's not him.
That is the answer I was looking for. Okay. You do it all the time. That's fine. But as for topless eating, it depends what you were eating.
Thank you. I was eating a sexy brunch. So it was like a little bit of orange juice, a nice cup of tea, some fruit.
Are you sitting really daintily? Like,
no, I was. Yeah, I was just like chilling. No, yeah, exactly. So I was chilling, and then we would like go to the Chase lounges and sit for a minute. So anyway, I was out there for like about an hour and a half, and then I start feeling really red, and I thought, oh my god, the sun is so strong in Johannesburg. So anyway, we're gonna post to Instagram the picture of my sunburn that I set the girls, and I think Jack's reaction was, "Holy bleep." I have the worst sunburn I've ever had in my life, and it is so painful that I've been on painkillers, and I have gone through a tube and a half of aloe vera. This is from someone who hasn't been in the sun in 15 years. So everyone that's complaining about my face being too perfect and me looking like I got all that work done, well, I ruined it.
You aged about 10 years.
I'm Magda, basically. It's disgusting. Anyway, that's good, my good week. Bad week.
Are you peeling? Is it gross?
Not yet. Okay, my good week is that guess what came in the mail, guys?
What?
My neck genie. So I ordered it off of Amazon because I have a double chin, and this is what happens when you turn 34. And when I turn to the side when we're interviewing people on TV, you can see my little waddle, and it's very upsetting. And I'll probably get the Kardashian doctor to liposuction me out next year. But anyway, so you can get the neck genie. I actually got the neck genie Elite. It was $1 more, $8.99.
Listeners can't see because it looks like something you'd buy from like the Hustler store.
Yeah, anyway, so you put it on your neck, and you do like basically like push-ups with your chin. Darren's terrified.
There are too many jokes that I'm sparing you of.
And
don't hold back.
Anyway,
Darren.
So I am going to be doing 15 reps a day, and I will let you know if it works. The reviews on Amazon are very positive, and
they're probably all paid reviews.
I'm sure. Try it, Jack. You have to hold it. Okay, go. Do five.
You have to hold it with your hand.
You look
like Romy.
It's terrifying.
Michelle, like, you know, her little neck brace her back brace.
I'm excited to try it because it's way cheaper than liposuction.
Okay.
You know that this, because I have it too, the little gobble, it's like purely genetic.
Yes, it is. And my boyfriend informed me that my whole family has it. The women in my family.
Mine do too. It's the women's side.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can get this.
Just call it the gobble.
It is the gobble.
Yeah.
Because it's like not, like our faces are not fat, but we have the little gobble.
I don't like it. Anyway, you guys.
I'll go next because weirdly I screenshotted the picture of you doing the jack and I was like, that just ruined my week because I really liked that you and I were bullying Jack about her stupid picture. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm actually about to make it very real for you guys right now. Okay. I think that social media is a very fine line of bragging or just posting, here's my life, you know, putting it out there, sharing experiences. I'm not saying this is what you guys are doing. However,
you absolutely are.
I am. You know,
Becca is 100% talking shit right now.
I'm talking shit. Here's the thing. I just think about when you were single and you were like in one of those really sad days.
No, it totally hurts other people's feelings.
Yeah, it hurts your feelings. And you're kind of like, F these guys, like just flaunting their perfect relationships in my face. Also, go ahead.
I have a rebuttal against that because I totally agree. Also, my pictures are pretty. It's not like I'm just posting like
nobody cares about the aesthetic quality except the fact that your legs are wrapped around your hot, tall boyfriend.
But hold on.
I'm trying to make that a thing.
Why then do I... Chris really hates being on my social media, and so it's very rare. Mm-hmm. I've posted like 2 times this year. And both times he was like,
cuddle in the bed picture. That was cute.
Oh, yeah. 3 times. So, but here's the thing. It gets the most likes.
Your picture got like 1,000 likes.
1,000 likes.
I can't believe you guys know how many likes you get on photos.
I know how many she got because I was obsessed that she did that picture.
Jack makes so much
fun. Oh, my God. You guys, okay. And it's like the girls who like, oh, my God, please don't be that girl that gets engaged and says the standard photo of getting engaged
with
and
the
then
ring.
Your caption
is
of the ring
my
tacky
best
tacky tacky and the caption being I get to spend the rest of my life with my best friend. Don't ever use that. It is the dumbest, most played out, most obnoxious caption and the most annoying thing to say. Like, I get to spend, like, what?
No,
I hate
hell
it.
No.
I hate it.
Say, I have to spend.
I have to. Exactly.
Shit.
Guess what? Sexless life coming up.
Anyways, that's what you should say. That was like my real tirade.
That was a tirade.
Your Jack picture sent me in a spiral.
Also, I'm
sorry, we're friends.
I my last rebuttal against that is
Jack has more she wants to say.
Continue.
I have so many people saying that we're hashtag relationship goals and we got that we're like Calvin and
hashtag,
Taylor vibes.
Oh my God. Hashtag relationship goals. They don't know your relationship.
I know, but
it's like on social media. You don't know someone's
Instagram's
relationship.
Instagram's the most basic
Okay, thing hold ever. On, hold on. I dare you. Here's what's going
to
happen.
No, I already
said you're going to do the Jack with your boyfriend.
No.
You're going to see the nice reaction you get. Where is he? You're
going
to see the nice reaction you get from all of your fans and friends that follow you and how happy they are for you, that you have love in your life, and you might change your mind.
Yeah, but I have a different backstory where people are actually happy to see me move on and not be like a sad widow. People are more happy for me. I'm bringing it down. But here's the thing. I was in a situation at one point in my life where – you know, whether you're going through a horrible, horrible breakup or losing someone, whatever it is, it's like you have to think about those people, like your friends, your family. Like when you're posting those things, it's like, is this boasting? Is this rubbing in people's faces? And it's like bumper stickers. Like, my kid is an honor student at whatever school. Well, the person behind you might have a kid struggling with, you know, a mental disability. So I've always been from the school of boasting and bragging is it's a fine line.
That's
like the first time I think Becca has actually cared about other people on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the first time Becca's ever cared.
No, but I also want to say I understand, but it was cute when you had matching bathing suits. Okay, let's move on.
We took it too far. It was just it wasn't my bad week for any other reason than I was like, I don't have anyone to make fun of Jack with. Okay, so my good week is...
I'm sure we'll find something else, Becca.
Sure.
Kindred spirit.
It's so easy.
I know. I went to see a holistic doctor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who'd you go to?
I went to this woman named Nancy Sachs in Westlake Village, and she was recommended to me by a few people. And I was sort of like... I don't know how I feel. I'm not that I'm not a believer, because I definitely am open. Mm-hmm. So I go, and she puts these little things around my wrists and my ankles and my forehead, and it's basically like a magnetic pulse.
Scientology.
It's Scientology. they scan your whole entire body for viruses, bacteria, whatever, whatever, and they can like tell you all these crazy things.
Ooh.
So she's like telling me all these things, and I'm like, I still don't understand how you could know this from this machine, but I'm gonna give it a shot. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing all these like drops under my tongue and like pills.
What did she tell you about yourself?
I mean, boring stuff. Stuff like nobody gives.
You're not dying.
I'm not dying. No, no, no.
I hate to break it to you, but we're all dying.
It's true.
We're all slowly dying.
Good Darren point. For the win.
There's a little holistic medicine for you.
There you go.
Continue.
So I've never been the type of person that's like giddy and like dances around my house and like feels like I'm ever in a good mood. Well, weirdly, I've been taking these drops for my sadness. Not like sad. It's like deep. Not like I'm a sad sack. It's like
sad drops. It's just,
I was going to say sadness drops.
Sadness drops.
Oh, shit. I left my sadness drops at home.
I turned on the music in my house. I was like doing stuff around the house, and I started like dancing around my house by myself, and I was like, why am I in such a good mood? I'm not drunk. I'm not like nothing great just happened. And I think it's my sadness drops.
That's a lot of placebo
I'm
effect.
I'm so happy for you.
I didn't even remember that's what it was. I was like, this is odd. Like, I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm dancing. I'm not even getting paid to do it. Like, it's weird. So there you go.
It's a very foreign concept.
Can I try the sadness drops? Do you have them?
No.
Damn it.
Too expensive to try.
I'm okay. Not sure.
Jack, your time.
I know
your
a guy time. In the corner of a Santa Monica Vine.
There's a guy at
Donut
Time.
I'm sure someone else. Yeah.
Whatever you need, man.
Good week, bad week.
Okay, so.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry that I'm talking about this in front of you right now. So, and I'm sorry because you're going to
I'm sorry
this.
I keep chiming in, ruining the girl flow.
No, it's fine. Yeah, well,
we're breaking the rules today.
Girls, just talk about some things. So,
you do realize that men also listen to the show, so.
Yeah. Two.
We have two male fans.
Two of them do.
I'm not
so, I started birth control this month, and I started it very terrified because.
You were so scared.
I have taken it in the past. It made me gain a bunch of weight. It made me literally insane. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking it. I took it for the first 3 weeks, and I'm like, damn, you know what? I feel fine. I'm emotionally together. I'm mentally fine. I'm not freaking out. I'm not crying like
you're
I usually
fat.
I'm not. I don't. Kelsey called me skinny today.
Start with compliment.
And
wait.
Shit.
I'm just kidding.
You can't take her compliment seriously. We know this.
It was in the middle of a conversation, though.
Doesn't matter.
She does look skinny.
So then, like, the 3-week point kind of hit, and then I have just turned into a monster, and I'm...
Could that just be regular PMS, Jack?
Well, number one, I've been spotting for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, you're pregnant.
So, well, and then I got my full period.
So basically, it's just the poison you've been putting in your body.
The poison of the birth control that Becca thinks is the devil.
The devil.
But at least I'm not pregnant.
That's okay.
But yeah, so it's been terrible, and I don't think that women are given enough credit for, number one, going through... periods.
Oh.
Number two, going through your body, adjusting to birth control. It's literally the worst thing.
You know
what?
You got to give it like 3 months.
It sucks.
It takes a minute.
And I feel like a bloated mess.
You look great.
Okay. So
I don't even take birth control. It freaks me out. Birth control freaks me out.
It freaks me out too.
It freaks me out.
I've had too many women in my life that has completely derailed.
Yeah.
I just go, I don't know what the deal is here.
It's just not fair. It's like there's no
middle ground. All I got to say, abortions are easier.
Oh my God.
There she is.
There she is.
Becca Tobin's
back
here.
Back to being a total bitch.
And we just lost all of our listeners.
Doubt it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I don't think I got very many likes. Felty.
I'm not after
likes. It's okay. She can do a Jack photo and she'll be right back on.
Yeah, Becca, you're
you
so back
know
to Jack.
I'm not after likes ever. Okay?
You're not.
You really don't care.
Okay, do you That's have good. A good week?
So my good week, well, it was partly you doing the Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But then... Okay, so our listeners are amazing. And I don't know if you guys remember this girl, Macy. She was one of our winners that we
I love Macy.
Video chatted with. She, like, won the competition. And we also gave her advice on this guy that she was seeing, the man bun guy.
Yeah, man bun.
So now she's with him. And look at the picture that she sent me.
Oh, my Macy. God.
Whoa, way to go.
She's that. So that wasn't me.
Macy, you're... Such a no.
Yes, Macy. Yes.
Macy, we're happy for you, even though Becca won't admit it.
She posted a picture of the Jack.
You guys, I'm
But
trying
it's
to...
like a Polaroid.
It's so T-Swift.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, you know.
Very
26. We're so congratulations, Macy.
Ask the
I'm
lady
sure
gang
your
works.
Sad single friends Wait. Loved that photo.
Congratulations to me because the Jack is turning into a thing.
It's That's a, all are you going to make a shirt?
I want to. Have you guys ever seen that Instagram? It's like Follow Me Too, and it's the where the girl. It's a picture of the girl's hand, and they do it around the world.
Yeah.
I want that so people can pay me to go places and wear their clothes.
But not when we tape the podcast.
Except for the
one
day.
We need you here.
We need you here.
Okay. Anyways.
Tell us what's coming up. Healthy.
Well, we're very excited. I think this is an exceptional good week, bad week. Darren Criss is here, who everyone knows who he is. But if you don't, he's rad. And he's coming up.
I've been here the whole time. That's all an illusion.
Raise a glass with the Lady Gang.
Remember when I said he was coming up? He's been here the whole time.
I've been here the whole time, desperately trying to shut my mouth and my brain from all the comments that I've wanted to say about everything, namely the Jack.
What do you think of the Jack?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's not so much the Jack as it is. I'm sort of between both schools of thought. I'm very much with Becca. If you guys know me, I'm not much of a social media person. I respect the uniform. I appreciate the good that it can do and the connections that it can give between people. You know, I don't think you're connivingly taking a picture and saying, I'm going to make people feel shitty about their relationships. No, you're sharing with your friends. It's a cute picture. You love your boyfriend. It's well intended. Unfortunately, that can happen with people that aren't, you know, familiar with you. It might have an inverse or an opposite reaction, but that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, shit. And more just to do with them. Living my life, guys.
But you can think of that anything in life, stuff that you don't even post. Going to the market.
True.
Hey, man, cool hat. Maybe that guy hates that hat now. Is really self conscious that you're making fun of.
So maybe
you don't know where people are coming from. Ever, however, with my sexy photos, with things that I think are cute or wonderful, I remember the first time. This was like maybe a week after I'd been on Glee. I had a picture of me and my girlfriend that I loved. Mm-hmm. It's just one of my favorite ones. Like, I wanted to put it in a frame and just keep it around the apartment. And she posted it on Facebook, and I just remember going, no, don't do that, because now it's out there.
Yeah.
And now I can, like, Google image that picture. And I go, and maybe because I'm a sentiment hoarder, but I was like,
it's not
no,
special.
Man. That's our photo. So anytime I have pictures like that, I don't post stuff because I go, you know what? This one I'm keeping for myself.
But you're also a famous person.
Like I'm also just a commoner.
Yeah. Because you're a famous person, please let me do your correct introduction. We don't usually let boys come on the Lady Gang, but you're one of our favorite people.
I'm happy to come on.
Are you
the Lady
Gang?
Darren is an Emmy-nominated actor, singer, composer. He's starred on Broadway twice. You probably know him for being real sexy but he was also on that show Glee. Have you guys heard of it?
I don't think anybody here has.
No, definitely not.
I wanted to start the interview portion of this podcast by asking both of yours first impression of each other when you met on Glee. Because you both started in second season or were you third season?
I'm so outspoken about this. Okay. I was in love with Becca Tobin. I still love Becca Tobin. I remember being like, this girl's badass. Like, first of all, you had a couple things that were going for you. And I've told you this point blank many times.
My hot bod?
It's your battle axe bod. That was it. It was when you walked in my trailer with lingerie on and a rose in your teeth. And you said, I'm new here. Can you teach me something?
Can I sit on your lap?
I was like, okay. No, I was psyched that there were... there was like a New York person coming in. Both you and Melissa were the two like new girls, and both were like theater people, which I get excited about because there's just like cooler. Let's be nice. I was going to say a work ethic, but that is cool. And we had mutual friends from Broadway, and you were just cool and a babe, and I like you for the same reasons that I like you now. No bullshit. Well, very funny.
Nice. Hey, yeah. Becca, you better say something nice.
No, actually.
Yeah, she's like, I did not like
him. I thought he was such a punk. No, actually, I'm going to say Darren is like one of the most gracious, warm people and welcoming. Because you go into that show and either people were exhausted and just didn't have time to make new friends. They're like, we're working crazy hours. I get it now, you know, after doing it. They're so tired. They're kind of too tired to be bothered to talk to you. Or they're kind of just annoyed that there's new people around that they have to get to know. Mm-hmm. Darren is like... absolutely the best person to have when you're the new kid, because he like talks to you, he's engaged, he's always like, yeah, it's like a very genuine warmth. And
well, you know, it's also exciting to have new people. It's like, if you think of it that way, I remember being like, oh cool, like there's people who are excited to be here. And I remember when I joined the shows, it was kind of like, it's nerve-wracking, like, yeah, you don't know what the reaction is going to be. So I made it very distinct point of being like, hey, let's go, let's get drinks. There was a night that was like you, me, Cord, and a lot of other the new kids. We all went out for drinks and it was fun. It was like, you know, Jacob.
And
I'm so glad I did that, because I didn't really get a chance to have that when I joined the show. I think at one point, I forget who said it, it was one of the guys were just like, hey, so you and Becca and Melissa, you guys, what's going on there? I'm like, I'm just... I'd be chatting with you, chat up you, or chat up any of the new people, and I always be like, hey, so what's going on there? I'm like, because I'm talking to them because I'm excited in my
defense. Too excited.
Darren's such an actor where like he talks to you and you're like convinced he's in love with you because he's actually just charismatic, you know, charismatic and like cares.
Yeah.
But
so
you're like, really?
So we're psychopaths.
But he's actually like a dirty, like really gross sense of humor.
I think it all comes from, and I think it's the same thing for Becca. I think I joke about the things I care about the most. I can be really mean, horrible, disgusting about things that I think are just like endearing. It's like, wait, I'm so not going to say something actually mean about something like that. Actually, like,
I definitely don't like the Jets.
Yeah, she wasn't kidding. That was a real earnest like
wait,
reveal.
I'm like, Becca loves the Jets.
You need to get her a shirt stat. Darren, Hollywood heartbreak. Now you're a old school master at the ways of Hollywood. What has been the thing you auditioned for you didn't get, the thing that you hoped would happen, the thing that disillusioned you, like the thing that you were just like, oh god, like what has been the Hollywood heartbreak?
I can't say, because they obviously everything kind of turns out the way they go and then it turns out okay, so I can never say I'm really like
But in the moment.
I just remember being like super hungry when I got here, and like every little audition was like, no, but you don't understand, I could do this. And they're all things that, you know, like were so stupid. My first thing that I ever chased hard, and I was still in college.
Friends.
Yeah, Friends. I wanted Friends. And I just couldn't do it.
Little young.
There were just stupid like, God. See, were you talking about the show or just actual friends in real life? Because I think the joke was funnier if you meant actual friends in real life, not the show Friends.
No, but were you supposed to be on like Big Bang Theory? Or,
No. I remember there was, and this is such a longer story, it's so convoluted, but the brunt of it is that there was a film version of a animated series that I loved, which was called Avatar: The Last Airbender, and M. Night Shyamalan made a horrible nice guy. That movie I just did so poorly. It was a famously terrible disaster, that film. And I remember just really, really wanting to be in that. And I had an audition for it and I didn't get it. I was like, you don't understand, that could be like a big thing for me. And same thing with like,
you don't understand my needs.
Yeah, like I could wield a sword. Yeah. That could be cool. And same with like a bunch of other stupid ones. Like I remember like Jack the Bryan Singer had like a Jack in the Beanstalk movie. Nick Holt ended up doing it, but stuff like that where you're, you know, you've, you're new and you're hungry and you're like, I can do it, coach, put me in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just remember like sending those annoying emails to your agent. Like, have you heard anything? Just like that kind of pathetic puppy dog stuff.
Yeah.
That, is very, you know, it's, it like consumes you.
What was the ish moment? What was your, what's been your moment where you thought, wow, I did it. Like I'm the person people want to be at this moment. Is it like a job? Oof. Is it a red carpet? Is it like a,
you know what?
Somebody, like, are you at the Emmys? Like, what is
you it? Guys will appreciate this. Somebody said this to me a week ago and it really, really hit me. He said that people tend to shine the most with assignments. So meaning I'm doing these series of concerts around the country that doing concerts at like Carnegie Hall, that's not a name drop. That's something that it was just never something I was going to do. That's an assignment. That's like, oh yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Yeah.
It was never like part of the dream.
Yeah.
So because my heart and soul isn't like, oh my God, I've always wanted to do this. I like try and do the best as I can. And you just do better because you're not like the stakes
aren't as
high. Why am I bringing this up? I related it to you at some point.
Is there like the thing?
So I was going to say, so Glee you'd think would be the thing of like, oh my God, I've made it. I've done it. Mm-hmm. But Glee to me was such a, like I always say, I fell ass backwards into it. And I'm sure Becca feels the same way. It's like, wow, you created your blog. That's something you do that is you. You're proud of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, like if that ever blows up in some crazy way you never expected, you'd be like, wow, I did it. I made it because I did this. Yeah. Whereas Glee, we got invited on this magical mystery ride that somebody else created, which is not to discredit how amazing it was, but I never had that moment of like, wow, I did it. Yeah. I made it to Glee. If Glee was around when I was 2, I'd feel that way. Right. Because I'd be like, wow, I made it on to Glee. Probably how people feel when they get on SNL.
So when the paparazzi chases you down the street, you're not like, I'm the ish?
No, man. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's when you get to meet people you really, really admire. I got to meet and hang out with Stephen Sondheim for like a weekend. And that was like, this is unreal. I'm like allowed to be here with this guy. That's an ish moment.
Yeah.
Meeting the president, stuff like that. But then you're like, wow, I really shouldn't be here. Like, but with someone like Stephen Sondheim, who like, you know, like wrote music that you dug as a kid that basically put you on a path to meet Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
That's when you go, hell yeah, I've worked hard for this. Mm-hmm. This feels good.
Do you have a mirror message? Do you have a mantra on your mirror that like keeps you going?
No, man.
I don't think many men probably do.
Yeah, is that
I'm
a
glad
test?
You said
if I say yes, then you go, okay,
we're
gonna
laugh
over.
At you.
Get out.
Okay, so we have a Leica lady.
That.
No, we have a. I didn't think you did. I just wanted to check. Our Leica lady question this week is special for Darren.
I'm really happy to be here, by the way. As a fan of the show, I'm a fan of these people, even though Jack and I have just met. Like,
we're best friends, though.
I feel lucky that I get to be here. And by the way, I'm not the first guy on here.
Yes, you are.
Wasn't Fancy on here?
Oh, yeah, Fancy was on here.
Well, he's a lady.
He's one of the girls.
He is one of the girls.
He really is. Yeah. And I think he'd appreciate us saying that.
And he was like,
I love him.
He's straight up admitted that he was one of the girls.
I love him.
Okay, our Like a Lady question is especially for Darren, and that is, what do guys really want us to do during sex?
I mean, this is that.
He's jumping right in.
Well,
anal.
It is. Yep, that's a joke
like,
we have with Becca.
Do you care about all the bells and whistles?
That's, as you know, a person-to-person question. Yeah, okay. And this brings up a very interesting point. I was talking to, I forget who it was. I would love to call her out. Who was it? Biting, right? She was talking about biting. And she was talking about how she was with this guy for a while that loved it. And she was, you know, starting to see this new guy. And she was applying that which worked with the old guy and this new guy. And she's like, do guys not like that? I'm like, you're asking.
It's not a blanket. Different.
Yeah, sexuality is not black and white. Like, people like different things. But it's so funny because it made me think of how many, like, maybe one night stands people have where they go, oh my God, he was so, you know what he did? He blah, 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 blah. How weird is that? And you go, that guy probably just got out of a relationship with somebody that was
the
like, bite me, like bite me a lot. And so people just apply whatever just worked because they think,
so
oh my God,
true.
Oh, she's going to love this. He's going to love this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And then they go, what the hell are you doing? And it's amazing that people just have different things. So
yeah, that's so
there's
true.
No, there's
There's no rhyme or reason.
Do you guys notice all the little things, like sometimes when you get old and have a lot of cellulite, you don't really want to have a lot of sex in the light?
Are you just talking about?
I'm just talking about in general women.
Somebody
when you turn 30s age, somebody, you might be like, I don't want to have.
Somebody with a chin master gen. What is that called?
It's a neck genie, Darren.
The chin blaster.
But like, do guys notice that stuff? Because I think a lot of girls, they're like, oh, they're, my imperfections will show. But I think when you have your penis in someone, you don't really care as much, do you?
If you have vagina.
I mean, I think for both parties. I think once you're there, it's like, yeah. Come on, we made it this far. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. You can't really.
What's a little cellulite, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, guys, I don't think.
And guys are gross.
Cellulite.
It's like there's so many things. Guys are disgusting, too. It's like, you know, if you get down to the business, you're like, okay, you have this and this going on. Nah, well, we're already here. Let's do this.
Me, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that's just kind of like, you know, you're already there. But I don't know. I think it's all about like confidence is super sexy. And that goes for both parties. It's like owning what you have, whether it's physically, mentally.
I'll own that cellulite.
Well, it's sexy. Because
he probably doesn't even notice you have cellulite. Guys?
I don't have cellulite. I was just talking about me in general.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about
myself. Of course. This is somebody named Schmelty Knight.
Okay, Darren, we made a special Darren's Do's and Darren's Don'ts quiz. Mm. And this is all things that have to do with girls. And we want to tell the women that listen if you think it's a do or a don't. And we're all going to vote if we like it or not. Okay, so here we go. Do or don't. Nudes.
Nude photos.
You mean like nude photos?
Photos? Yeah.
Like a texty.
What do you think, Becca?
I did it, but don't.
Don't end up on the flappening. Or whatever.
Darren?
I like flappening. That's that'll be when dick pics are exposed. It'll be just a bunch of dick pics. That'll be the flappening.
Do you have any floating around? Any dick pics?
No.
It's going to be the flopping.
I would never do that. I would never, ever do that.
No dick pic?
No
way. You've never sent a dick pic?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I feel like you'd do something weird like
dress yourself. I'm scared of social media. I think I would take a picture of my dick and put it on
your head. So wait, nude pictures getting sent to you. Do or don't.
Well, listen, I will invite that any day.
His number is.
That's fine. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sent no.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on the person. It's like at the end of the day, the people who are sending like those photos are doing it to make someone happy. It's not like an self-objectifying thing. I think it's like, hey, I know you'll like this. This is for you. So if that makes that person happy and makes them feel sexy and makes them feel like, you know, like part of something secretive and, you know, like then rock on, do your thing.
Okay.
But like, don't do it because you feel like you need to. Like that's unsexy.
I would say probably just don't put your face in it if it's not a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the rule, right? That's the.
Okay. Do or don't. Love letters.
Too, right?
Love letters.
Love letters?
Yeah.
Like handwritten?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. That sounds nice. Nobody does
do
that.
Or don't. Do
like
or
frequently?
Don't. You have to say do or don't.
This doesn't need an explanation.
It's just do or don't, Darren.
Yeah, but that's a really like complicated thing.
I know, I get
like
it.
Like one every 10 years, that would be really sweet. One every
is that
day,
a do,
no,
then?
Go away.
Fine. Becca?
Oof. I mean, I feel like the same as Darren, like not all the time.
And what constitutes a love letter?
Oh, God.
Like
Jack, do or don't.
Like sexy texts that are longer than seven lines.
Sexy text that's a nude picture.
Okay. Jack?
I'm a huge fan of love letters.
Me too. Do. Okay. girls asking guys out, do or don't?
I've never. I'm too chicken.
I've never.
Do, totally, yeah.
Okay. I say don't.
Probably don't practically, but I think sort of
it's
2016.
It's an open option.
Women power, absolutely.
Again,
go for it.
It's a do or don't quiz.
Darren's
sorry, I'm not one for brevity.
Girls in sweatpants.
Do.
Always.
Do.
For sure.
I love doing girls in sweatpants.
With the sweatpants on.
It's hard. You have to navigate a lot of things.
Fake eyelashes on a woman.
I will say do with things attached to that.
It depends on the circumstance.
I will say some girls are really self-conscious and don't like going out without them. And in that case, if that's you, do you. The answer to all these is do you.
No, but that's not fun.
I know. I'm not going to give you sexy answers. I'm giving you the...
I prepared this quiz for us to have fun.
People listening to this to find
who I am. I liked that answer because I think that that's nice because I say don't unless it's dark out.
Okay, Jack?
I say... Personally, don't because I rub my eyes way too much.
Oh my God, you guys, come on.
Kelty loves them. She says, do.
I'm wearing them right now.
Do. I was going to say, never
she's a showgirl.
You can never have enough lash. I have a lot of lash right now because these are like left over from Africa.
Oh, yeah. See, I would love to wear them. I just have too many allergies to wear them.
Okay. sadly.
I wore them all for like a half a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hedwig. Fun,
yeah.
Darren, do or don't, Gwen and Blake as a couple.
Makes me sad.
Oh, no.
It does?
Oh, well, no, only because, you know, they were the last. Gavin and,
I know.
And Gwen were the last vestige of the 1990s romantic relationships.
So
they were the last one.
I know.
And it didn't
broke.
Out. I'm happy for Gwen, who doesn't like Gwen Stefani. Don't really know anything about Blake Shelton, but listen, if Gwen likes her.
So it's a do.
I'm okay. Do.
I love Blake.
Do. Okay.
But does that not occur to you? Like, literally, like
no,
we lost Brad and Angelina.
Sad. It was sad.
We lost everyone.
Did we
they're
lose
all gone.
Brad and Angelina?
Excuse me, Brad. This
Brad
is
and
way
Jen.
Off. Say
Brad
Jen.
And Jen.
Like that, I mean, even though that was forever ago, still.
Losing them hurt.
The 90s.
It still hurt.
When I see, honestly, I saw Jennifer Aniston on a carpet not too long ago, and it's been like a good 15 years, and I was still like, good for you, girl. You're really showing him. Because she looks so good.
Years.
And I was like, why? She's so happy. She's remarried.
Yeah.
She's sexy
doesn't
body.
Even think about it.
Yeah, we're idiots.
Jennifer Aniston, when you see her in real life, looks like she's had a margarita and an orgasm 5 minutes before you saw her. Like, she's so
boozy. She probably did.
She probably did.
She's
God
a good
bless
life.
Her.
Okay, Jack.
I'll say yeah.
Okay.
I love Blake.
I think it's weird. I'm happy Gwen's happy, and I'm glad she's putting out good music again, because there was a minute there when she had like some bad music.
I don't like anything.
I'm gonna say
no
across
doubt.
The board, it's not my favorite.
Okay. Me neither. I
like it. Anyway, okay. Recently, E! News personality Maria Menounos got engaged after dating her boyfriend for 18 years. Dating for 18 years before you get engaged,
holy
do or don't.
Moly.
Well, you're asking somebody who's been dating somebody for a long time. I'll say do.
To cover your ass.
To cover my
Wait,
ass.
Wait, how old is she?
I think she's like 37.
18 is a long
that's
ass time.
That's so long.
It's a long time.
I say do, though. I mean...
If that's your thing, yeah. Man. That's... See, I'm sorry. The diplomatic answer I'm going to constantly give is, that's your thing. Do you, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that
yeah,
really
no,
is it.
Darren's really not judgmental enough to be on the lady.
I know. It sucks. And you know, I wish I could say I was just trying to sound nice because people are listening, but it is my honest-to-God opinion, and I apologize.
Good thing
it's
you're funny.
It's your weird, like, Bay Area, like...
Yeah, man, NorCal.
What do you think, Jack?
I mean, I don't know anything about their relationship, so I guess it's lasted that long, so I don't know, whatever.
Listen, 18 years is longer than most marriages, so hey, rock and roll.
What if,
they
now, what if
dating.
They break up now?
God, that would suck.
Like, what if you date, what if you date 18 years, you get engaged, and then, because first year of marriage is the hardest year. Mm-hmm. Year 22, you're like, and we're over. So sad. Okay, here we go. Women that have, like, the real fancy, articulate, weird nail art, do or don't.
Like crazy acrylics.
Like all the time?
Yeah, like as their thing.
Don't.
Okay. Ooh, first don't from Darren.
I'm going to say don't.
I only have natural because I feel like I look so cheap with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people it looks good on, but not me.
Yeah, well, okay. If it's fun, like every now and then.
Oh, God, Darren, just keep with your don't.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you do
like
you this.
Coachella, don't. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
One piece bathing suits.
Do.
Really?
Yeah. makes me laugh because I knew I'm going to be hit up with a bunch of don'ts.
What? No, do. I love a one piece.
I wore a one piece this weekend.
Oh, then then you were the only one giving me some flack on that.
No, I'm just saying. No, I just thought it was cute that you actually like had an answer.
Do, absolutely. Do.
Do you like a one piece?
No, I don't like a one piece because I have a very long body and they're not long enough for me and it gives my vagina a front wedgie.
Is there a name for that?
Camel toe.
Yeah.
No, but like a wedgie though. Listen, not necessarily camel toe. Like a pulling up on. I guess it's just camel toe.
Yeah, an extreme.
When I was a Rockette, I used to have to make them to make my bodysuits wider in girth and longer at the front because my vagina is so wide.
Wide set vagina.
Here we go. Culottes.
What the hell?
Culottes are like
those pants that come down to your calves.
Long shorts. Like long shorts for women.
They like go down to here and they're kind of like
it's
wide.
Like a pant.
Like capri. No, capris are like tapered.
Yeah. A culotte
they're like wide leg capri length pants.
Well, if you're like, you know, like a 50-year-old activist from Marin County, maybe.
So it's a don't.
I'm going to say a strong do.
Jack?
I'll say do, but I still haven't found a pair that looks good.
Yeah,
on me.
I need to see one. I don't think my
look
friend
Look on Kelty's
right.
Instagram.
I wore a pair and I instantly regretted it, and then I wore them again 5 years later and I liked it. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Like the normcore thing.
I feel like I wear them all the time.
Really? I only have one pair.
Really?
Okay. Mm. Darren Criss, red lipstick on a woman.
Absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
His girlfriend Mia actually is one of the women I think who can always pull off a red lip.
Yeah.
Like she looks amazing.
But
with
that's
a red
also
lip.
Very dependent on people, like on
true.
The woman. Yeah.
Do you like a red lip, Becca?
Yeah.
Okay, do. Jack?
I love a good red matte lip.
Ooh, yep. I think it's a do as well, except for me when it ends up on my teeth. Okay, women who, this is the last one, so make it good. Active wear, athleisure.
Absolutely, do.
To do?
Total do, for many reasons. Everybody
tell us the reasons.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, like the fact that I get to live, like if I could tell my great grandparents or my grandparents even that like when I'm in my 20s, it's totally acceptable for me to be around women who are basically in their underwear. That's socially acceptable and cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's yeah. great. Also, yeah, just sporty women are sexy to me.
Do.
I just think it's so... Whoa, I feel like
I know. We just got really hot.
I feel like I'm like echoey. Yeah. I think it's a really easy way to be lazy.
Yeah. You know what? It's a do because my husband never likes me more than when I'm like going to yoga.
I love it too. Yeah.
I don't think it's my favorite look, but like he's always like, oh, look at your butt. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, it's great because you can't see the cellulite, but you can see the shape.
I thought you said you didn't have it.
Yeah, I thought there wasn't you.
If you had it. Okay, well, now we know what Darren likes, but guess what? We're not done with him. Ask the Lady Gang is coming up next, and he's going to solve your problems.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
So, before we start this, you guys can get 20% off of jackvanek.com using code LADYGANG. So go buy a man tears mug and put your ex-boyfriend's tears in it. Okay, so this is the last part of our podcast called Ask the Lady Gang. You're going to help us answer questions from listeners that are writing in. And hopefully you can give like a good, succinct answer that like...
That won't be longer than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that the...
Okay. Yeah, that you don't have to go back and forth. Okay, so the first question comes from Kelsey Martin on email. And she says, what is the best way to deal with a BFF, a best female friend? My boyfriend has a girl he's been friends with since he was a little kid, and she's super important to him. She has a serious boyfriend, and neither of them have ever given me any reason to be worried that they're anything more than platonic, but I can't help feel a little jealous and weird about it. Her and I get along, but she's definitely pretty territorial and protective when it comes to my boyfriend. How can I handle this situation without coming across crazy?
I would absolutely talk to her. Be like, hey, look, I know you're really good friends, and I feel weird about even saying this, but I just kind of feel like it's territorial. Two things could happen. One, she says, yeah, I am. It's been weird for me, and you can talk about it. The other thing that can happen is, oh, my God, I can't believe you feel strange about that. I'm sorry. Let's talk about this. So she should just, like, say it and be really, like, not confrontational about it, but just say, hey, I kind of feel a certain way.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, I sort of feel like ease my mind here and help me out. And then I think the honesty would probably be appreciated, and you can move from there. So, yeah.
Kelsey, I have some bad news for you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Your friend's friend, BFF, best female friend, has either boned him or is trying to bone him.
Yep.
I probably agree.
I'm so sorry. But if you feel, if you sense the protectiveness.
It's a woman's intuition.
It's a woman's intuition. Because if she has no interest in boning your boyfriend, then number one, she wouldn't waste her time even being friends with him. Like, yeah. I hate to say it, but like, I have very few guy friends that I see all the time or talk to all the time. And I have childhood friends, like we're really close. But like the difference in me wanting to have sex with them and me not is like the amount of time that I need to be around them and how weird I get when their girlfriends are around. Like,
yeah.
There should be no weirdness.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
I actually am the opposite. I have a best guy friend.
You see him all the time, and you're
well. He lives in Canada. We grew up down the street from each other. He's basically my brother. We've never boned. There's never been like a thing. He was like a dancer growing up. Straight guy. He just got engaged a couple weeks ago. But here's the difference. I don't care who he dates.
That's what
like I'm happy
say,
for him and his new wife because I think she's rad and deserving of him. But like, I've never been like, oh, you're dating someone and I feel weird or like super protective of you. I'm like, you do you. Yeah. But like, you're my guy friend. I've never felt attracted to him. He was like at our wedding. He's like a great guy. And it's just like, I think it's like that small town thing where he was just like my brother growing up. Like he used to drive me to dance class, you know? So I think if there's enough history there, then it isn't so weird.
Well, and you go back to saying that you don't care who he dates. It'd be one of those things if they like just started dating and that's where the protectiveness comes in. Right. But if she's still that protective about him and that's her boyfriend, then that's weird.
Yeah. And how long has this girl been dating this guy?
Yeah.
Like, has it been a while or is it a new, because if they've just started dating, Yeah, she'd probably feel a little weird about it.
I do think girls and guys can be friends, but there's
I have a situation right now where one of our couple's friends
keeps trying to sleep with her, and like she just doesn't answer my texts. And it's so weird because it's like I thought we were friends, and I'm just
Darren,
confused.
I'm not interested.
I'm not talking about
No, but like you, we just found out that like one of their best girlfriends, that like he'll get lunch with her, and his girlfriend is like, "Oh, I'm totally cool. They're just friends." Well, they've been having sex for months.
Of course they are.
Like, oh man,
it's just it's never good.
Really dangerous.
It's like, dude. It is weird.
Yeah.
And women's intuition, you should probably have a conversation with
or just go through a cell phone.
But that's the thing, too. Having a conversation, I still think even if it's as shitty as what Becca is saying, like, bring it up, you know?
They
just
could
express
lie,
your concern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next question is from Mary Kay on email. And she says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 3 years and recently moved in together. We always kept our finances totally separate and have continued to do so while sharing an apartment. I think it's smart to keep our money separate, but I'm starting to feel guilty seeing how difficult it is for him to contribute as much as I do to groceries, household items, date nights, etc. Should I ease off on expecting him to divide everything 50-50 with me?
Hashtag adult problems. Bro.
Oh, God. That is real life. Yeah. Everyone's like, will he text me back? Should I have sex with him? I'm like, this is real life. Like,
that's real life. When all the other stuff that should matter matters the most. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
If you were that guy, what would you want her to do?
Oof. Yeah, that's tough. Well, if I was the guy that wasn't able to
struggling to make the...
Well, again, it's sort of the same thing that with my last answer. It's like, you just got to talk about it and be really real about it. And if it's having effect on their relationship instead of just like their finances, you know, if there is like a power struggle there that is like, you know, feeding into deeper issues that they haven't addressed, it's like, she should tell them about it.
And,
just try and be as supportive or proactive as she can in helping him, get to whatever, means that, whether it's getting a new job or doing it ever. But, I think if you don't bring it up, it'll fester and really like crack open in a really bad way.
And I think like with men too, a lot of men feel like emasculated in that situation
and they're
probably too embarrassed to bring it up. So it would be, but if he's still with you and he still is enjoying that relationship, then it just needs to be addressed.
I hope in this case, who's the girl that sent this?
Mary Kay.
I would hope, and this has nothing to do with male and female. I think it's just in any partnership. I hope that whoever is the person that isn't holding their weight, so to speak, should be like, hey, I'm really sorry about this. And like other person know that they give a shit.
And they're not taking advantage.
Exactly.
Like, this is I get asked this all the time from my friends. Like when they get married, they're like, what do you guys do about your money? Here's my solution. What Chris and I do is we have a group bank account, and each one of us put a certain amount of money in it every month that meets in the middle. And that covers our mortgage and our dog walker and all the like life stuff. Right. And then he has his own money and I have my own money, because you don't really want to have all your money together, because if you want to, like I did last night, have insomnia and spend $700 on ShopBop and buy yourself new shoes, you don't really want your man to be like, why did you spend stupid money on shoes? Like, you got to have your own money, ladies. So like, keep your shit separate and then bring it together for like real life.
I like that.
I can dig that. I think she needs to ask herself like how serious this is. If they just moved in together, like if you're in it for the long haul, then.
Oh, you know. Don't put your money together unless you're married. Or in like a long-term serious relationship living together. Like, don't give him access to those PIN numbers.
Okay, so the last question is from Kendra Schalk. And she says, I'm a 30-year-old woman who's been married to my husband for 3 years. However, many of my friends are still single. Many of my girlfriends want to do girls' trips for 30th birthdays, needing a +1 date to a wedding, or just traveling to get away. I'm somewhat trying to take advantage of these awesome pre-baby years where I can hang out with my friends, but my husband is starting to put the kibosh on taking any other trips. In your opinion, when does a person stop taking trips with their girlfriends and just keep it to family after they're married? I feel like this is such a modern issue because I'm waiting to have children, have a decent amount of discretionary income, and friends who are still single.
Go with your girlfriends.
Yes, 100%.
You have to go, because especially if she is referring it to it as her pre like children era, like once you have kids, forget about it, man. Like, you're just going to drive yourself nuts for not having that outlet. Like, go with your girlfriends. And frankly, your husband should understand that.
Yeah. Why doesn't your husband want you to go? That's
weird. But here's the other thing, though. If you're spending all your money and all your free time on these girl trips and you're not taking time with your husband.
Exactly. Well, there's another side.
He does have a right to be like, okay, enough with the girl trips. Like, I think.
Yeah. How many girl trips are we talking about?
How many girl trips? Exactly.
Any excuse to take a girl trip?
Because also, here's the thing that really annoys me. is like, I don't have a baby.
Here we go.
Tell us, Becca.
What annoys you about
women? I don't have a baby, but my sister
does. And that annoys
does.
You? Because I like know so many ways to fix that.
I hate you. You can't get pregnant in the bum bum. Okay. So, like, I have a sister who has two children. You know, Zach has two sisters who have three kids each. And I'm like, the fun hasn't stopped for them. I mean, they just have to plan more. You know what I mean? And so it's like, don't act like before you have a baby, that's like it. You got to get it all your, like, you know, kicks while you're, you know, pre-baby. So, like, maybe don't look at it in such an extreme way. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go on the trip, go on the trip. Just don't, like, be a dick about
it. Yeah, I think it's, like, definitely finding that balance. Because if you're not spending enough time with your husband and that's an issue, then
you might be a single girl.
Be a single girl.
There's a lot of studies about like those trips and that time, both for men and women, like strengthening relationships like hardcore, because
you need that time away. You can't be like with each other 24 hours a day. You're going insane.
And it's more of a modern notion that I think people are getting more and more privy to. So dude, like it's not like the girls trip isn't like every weekend.
And also just in general, if your other half is making you feel guilty about you living your life
and having fun,
I don't know about them.
Yeah.
You know, like life is really hard and there's lots of really things to be like about. And if your person's like always like, why am I going? Like maybe find a more fun person.
Devil's advocate, I think where that problem arises, where people start getting uneasy about their partners doing things with their friends, is they feel like they're not included and feel like, well, who are you? What can they provide that I can't provide? And the honest God truth is like, well, friendship? That's why I'm going, because I want something you can provide, because and that's okay. Like if you accept that fact that like there is a part of you that can't fulfill every need of your
and that's
partner,
healthy.
Like that's okay, man. Like that's mathematically absurd to assume that person you're with can take care of absolutely everything. It's a lot of pressure and it's unfair. The more you say, you know what, you got to go take care of yourself, like then you'll
you
be
do
happy.
You do.
That's my, you know what that is? That's my mirror mantra.
There you go.
Do you.
He has a mirror message.
On that note, Darren, we're so excited you were here. Make sure you guys that you follow him on social media so you can post
even
every
6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks you'll get
even
something really stupid.
Even though it's
really
our manager who's just posting on his social media.
But tell us
don't
about
say
the
that.
Tell us
and actually he never you know actually just to set this right because of the like the 4% of people that are listening to this that like probably think that. It is me. I just tell Ricky to do it because I won't do it.
There you go.
Or it's Ricky
because it's so hard.
I'll be like on a trip with Ricky and Darren and I share the same manager and Ricky will
You're
be
welcome.
Like, yeah, thank you. Another thing Darren brought into my life and Ricky would be like, God damn it, Darren. I've told him 800 times to post this announcement about his concert he's doing. Like, does the kid not want anyone to come to his concert? It's a lot.
Yep. And so I'll just email him because he'll write something and I'll be like, this sounds like you. So anything he posts, it's me. It's just he's doing it from his phone because I won't.
You're lazy. Because
I'll never do it. Wow. No, because actually,
must be nice to have a manager.
I'll tell you what it is. I was at my friend's show, and I have too many thoughts and tweets and pictures that I want to post all the time, all the time. I just don't because, like for instance, I was at my friend's premiere. I'm so proud of him. It's like my friend John Rapson, who's doing Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. He's the lead character. It's so exciting. Our entire class, a huge chunk of our class is there, and it's intermission, and I'm like tweeting. And the tweet was like that Justin Bieber had a show like just a couple blocks away at Staples. I was at the Elmanson Theater in Los Angeles, and it was like we're the night that Bieber and my friend is doing Gentleman's Guide, like no contest, like just trying to say, sorry, Justin Bieber, no contest.
And then people are mean.
And I kept like drafting this because I was like, oh wait, no, I don't want to like piss off
the Bleepers
because I thought this is fun. Like I love Justin Bieber, but like, I don't. And then I kept like trying to, you know, all my friends were around me that I wanted to say hi to. And I spent 5 minutes on my phone that I could have been catching up with my friends. And that's why I never tweeted that. And so if you accumulate those, I just don't like being on my phone when I can be with the human race.
You got to be good at those tweets.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's an easy solution to that. Just take some Jack photos and put them on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And it'll be
there you go. You need a Jack
photo. But see, then I'll just put it in a frame and put it in my house. But I'll put a little thumbs up cartoon underneath it that has 1,005. 1.5K next to it. I'll give my own goddamn likes. Thank you very
anytime
much.
A person comes into your house, they have to.
They have it. To. They have exactly.
They'll
there
like write it like a little dash.
I like that.
Yeah.
You'll have. I'll have more
instead
likes
of followers.
Than you.
It's just people that come to my home. I
yeah,
like that.
It's real life.
I like
life.
That too.
I do too.
Okay. Huh. Well. Let's make it
a thing.
A thing.
Don't come to my home.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Darren, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is really cool. I appreciate being included.
Sure. You guys follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, at The Lady Gang. And if you want to ask your Lady Gang questions, just go to our website, theladygang.com, and you can submit them right there. And then it's also going to sign you up for our nice little newsletter, which is really fun. And it's like an elite group that only we can get into if you sign up.
It's the OG Lady Gang.
It's the OG Lady Gang. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and leave us a 5-star review and a nice comment, because we check every week and we're going to be posting some of our favorite comments. On that note, farewell, my friends. See you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can join the Girl Gang from the Fempire every Tuesday at iTunes and PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.